Roland Martin, baby. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Sybil J. We got Ron Rico Lee from Star Survivor's Remorse on the show today. So looking forward to that. Great show. Great show. Certainly enjoy it. Tom, a lot of us, of course, we have been readers of Essence magazine. We go to Essence Fest, have a great time. But we know Ed Lewis, the co-founder of Essence. But the story behind the starting of Essence is an amazing one. He has chronicled this in a new book, The Man from Essence, Creating a Magazine for Black Women by Ed Lewis with Audrey Edwards. And Ed Lewis joins us right now. What up, Ed?
Good morning. Good morning. How is everybody?
Doing great, man. It is first of all, thanks for the shout out in the book. I appreciate that. It's a phenomenal book, and it was amazing to read that four black men were pulled together who didn't even know each other to launch this magazine.
That's why I wanted to write this story, because I wanted black women to know that black men came together to celebrate their beauty, their intelligence, and tell their story, so that they can have something that they can call their own. I thought it was important for black women to know that.
But y'all were also clueless about a lot of black women early on, because y'all named the magazine something else.
We sure did. We were looking at the title of the magazine. We wanted to call the magazine Sapphire. And you know the meaning of Sapphire in terms of how it rates the black
Amos
women.
From Amos and Andy, Sapphire?
Yes, Amos and Andy. But just remember, we as blacks, the real meaning of a sapphire is a precious jewel and straw. And we have begun to feel very good about ourselves. Black is beautiful, the whole civil rights movement. But we asked some black women, what you think about the name? They asked us, have you lost your mind? Why don't you think of another name? And so the second editor-in-chief of the magazine, a lady by the name of Ruth Ross, we were throwing bouncing names off the ceiling, and she said Essence. And I think collectively, my partners and I said, yes, that's what we should call the magazine. Because it really connotes substance and strength.
And it was very difficult to raise the money when you guys were first starting. And we have heard the story before from Dick Gregory, the role that Hugh Hefner played in hiring him to perform and come through the front door at the Playboy Club. Playboy played a huge role in getting Essence off the ground.
You know, Tom and Roland, that's absolutely true. Because when our first closing of $130,000, we had Chase Manhattan, we had J.P. Morgan, the Citibank, and then after we closed the deal, I went to Chicago and met Hugh Hefner and his subordinates and got him to put $250,000 in. That was a major commitment to him, because the other investors would put $130,000, and that was guilt money. But Mr. Hefner really put $250,000 and really helped us to cement our financial security and to move on.
You also
you sold the magazine, right?
Yes, I did. I sold the magazine to Time Inc. Time Warner in 2005.
And you detail now, why.
I did that because what I wanted to make sure, knowing that there were headwinds out here in terms of what's going on in print, paper, printing, postage, people, knowing that Essence as a one-company magazine would continue to do well, but the pressures would continue to still be there. And so I wanted to be involved with a company that cared about magazines, who cared about black women. And it said to me that we're going to build this brand, and because we have a hole in our magazines with regard to black women. And
but you also wanted to survive.
Absolutely. Yeah. Essence is beyond survival. Essence has done very well over these 44 years now. We have an incredible music festival, as you know, that has really become the crown jewel of the company. But it's about all the issues as it relates to the internet and how you get more eyeballs and make sure that you continue to have the content that our black community and more specifically black women are going to want to see.
Mr. Lewis, I truly enjoyed the book and I loved it. And I just want to know, what is the most important thing you learned about women as a head of Essence Magazine?
You need to treat them with respect. You need to understand them. You need to listen to what they have to say and get behind them, be supportive. But it really is about respect and to know that they are, with regard to their capabilities intellectually, they are as good as anyone walking.
And we also got to say this. I'm sorry, Tom, go ahead.
Okay, Ed Lewis, if you had to do it all over again, could you could you start Essence again if you had to do it again now?
I think it would be very difficult, Tom.
These are tough times for magazines.
Cost of trying to run a business. Our initial capitalization ultimately came to $2 million. I would have to probably have $50 million to start a counterpart of Essence today.
But I got to ask you this, Ed. Here's the other piece. That is, everybody today wants the black consumer. You look at Lifetime, WeTV, you look at OWN, you look at TV One, Centric has created this black women's network. Essence actually created this marketing advertising drive towards black women. It didn't exist before Clarence Smith went to these advertisers.
Absolutely right. In the first issue of Essence in May of 1970, we had 13 pages of ads, 5 pages each June and July. And so Clarence and I had to really build to craft a strategy to talk about the black woman as a striver, who's really the breadwinner within our family who makes decisions. And so we were able to really open up the market with respect to getting advertisers to really look at this market and to know that, because I've always said, yes, if you want to effectively reach black women, you need to reach them in a medium that they see themselves in consistently. And what we did, too, in the early days is that advertisers would come in and say, we're only going to advertise in one page. And we said, don't do that. We don't want your money, and you're really undervaluing us. If you're going to really be supportive of us, really come in, make the investment, because in making the investment, black women would see that you are trying to be a part of their medium, and they will return the investment.
Your favorite.
And you really learned this at home, too, didn't you, in your growing up?
I most certainly did. Whatever I am, I have everything to talk about. My mother was an extraordinary woman. Her mother, my grandmother. I was raised with strong black women. My mother had 4 things she wanted me to do. She wanted me to be a proud black man. She wanted me to take care of my family. She wanted me to get a good education. And she wanted me to do the right thing. But I was raised by strong black women whom I realized they were not appreciated in terms of how hard they worked and as mothers. And so to be involved with a magazine that would celebrate their beauty, their intelligence, their story was very appealing to me.
Tom, I read a lot of books, but I recommend this one. This is a phenomenal book. It gives you the great backstory. It's a business book. It's a motivational book. And it's a story about black people. The Man from Essence, Creating a Magazine for Black Women by Ed Lewis. Ed, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good job.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's phenomenal.
Really.
You know what kind of books I like? I'd like it, huh?
You definitely would.
Tom, it's the inside story. And it's, Tom, it got some drama. It got sex. It got all kind of good stuff. You're going to love it.
It would make a great movie.
You're going to love it. You'll love it, Tom.